All right, welcome to Floor is Yours, an extension of Five on the Floor here on the Five Reasons Sports YouTube channel. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Look who's here. We are here once a week here. We do Floor is Yours in addition to Five on the Floor. Before we get to our guest panelists, one of whom I don't recognize all that well, we are going to tell you about our great sponsor, it's City Cigar Lounge. We're going to be there on Wednesday. We're telling you about it today because it's this week that we're going to be out there. We're going to start getting there around 4 o'clock. The Heat play the Knicks at 7:30, okay? So come pregame with us. We're going to be over at City Cigar Lounge and get a cigar, Victory Cigar in advance, if you want to call it that, or because they're playing the Knicks, or you can get one of 350 different types of liquor there, and they've got great food, so you don't have to pay the overpriced prices at FTX Arena. Did I just say that? Yes, that's right. The Chinese dish I like is like $24. All right, so go to City Cigar Lounge at City Cigar Lounge in downtown Miami. You can find them at citycigarlounge.com. This is going to be our first ever Miami Heat happy hour. We've done road game watch parties. We're going to do another one of those at Quarter Deck coming up at the end of the month. We've never done this before, so this is a new thing. Come out and hang out with us. We got a few of us, I think, from the network who are coming. Myself, Simba is coming, if you know him as Matthew Perdomo, and a couple of others, Jim Rodriguez as well. So come hang out with us before the Heat play the Knicks on Wednesday night. All right, let's get to it. I've got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. I've got Alex Toledo. He's with me at the game last night. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. And I've got Adam Varai, who, which Twitter account am I introducing here?
Whatever one you want.
Okay, I've got not Adam here on the show, but I feel like they're two different personalities. That's the thing. Like,
they're
I feel like
completely different people.
Right. I mean, it's totally schizo here. We've got, like, on one hand, we've got the real Adam, who's actually breaking news, and the other one is just basically tweaking us the entire time.
It's called a personal account.
That's right. Well, that's fine. I have one of those too, but I don't treat them that differently. I just do some retweets. But we're happy to have Adam here. This is the perfect topic for him, actually. When I threw it out in the chat, who responded but Adam Bryant? He's the right guy for this. We will get to your
fate.
LeBron comments and everything else. I guess it was fate. We will get to your LeBron comments. Obviously, Super Chat. We will make sure. We always do this on Floor is Yours. You send us some money. We read your comment. That's how that works. Okay. So if you want to do that, some of you are accustomed to doing that on Clutch Corner. I know Royal gets it all out of you on Post Up. So we're telling you right here at the beginning. Here is the topic today, okay? This is like a new variation of trade the kids or don't trade the depth in a COVID season. This is the type of episode that I feel like it's going to be like bookmarked for people as we go forward in the year, and they're going to pull out our takes, and Adam's going to post stuff from our DM string and all the rest of that stuff that happens on the Five Reasons Sports Network, all right? The basic topic is this. The Miami Heat are in first place in the Eastern Conference, first place. They have had 17 minutes with their top five guys, with the guys that we expected to play. I'm putting Hero in there instead of Duncan, okay? But with Hero, their big three of Lowry, thank you for the comment. Is LeBron signaling? Of course he is. What is he signaling? We will get to LeBron in the second half of this episode because, I will say there was a lot of signaling going on in that press conference last night. I don't know how many times he said that Spo was a great coach. And, of course, now my question on LeBron about Jimmy Butler is now being lifted by ESPN and put on SportsCenter, but that's a whole other matter. But the Miami Heat are first in the Eastern Conference right now, ahead of the Bulls, ahead of the Nets, ahead of the Bucks, ahead of the Sixers, ahead of the Hornets, even though they have really not had their core group together the entire season. 11 total games for Hero, Bam, Jimmy, and Lowry together. Only 14 total games until recently for Bam and Jimmy together, and they were still well-positioned. And yet everybody wants to make trades. And then today, the latest rumor that came out, and we're going to let Adam actually address this first, was Christian Wood, a player I know the Heat have had interest in before, but Houston's floating a lot of things out there right now and the possibility of some Heat interest there. Adam, let's go to you on that first, and then we'll get to sort of the more detailed analysis of which direction we think they should go, which is basically you just keep this thing together this year because it's gone so well, or because you are so close, do you make that one move that you think is going to put you over the top and possibly maybe even save you some luxury tax down the road? Adam, I'll go to you first on the Christian Wood thing, though. How legitimate is this?
Well, we know that Christian Wood was a player of interest in the past for the Heat. That summer when he signed with Houston, I think there was a report by one of us that Christian Wood and the Heat had mutual interest at some point. So he's a player that they like, but it's interesting that this report comes out a few weeks after he had that disruption in Houston where he quit on the team. And what team is better to use as leverage than the team that is the most classy organization, the one that has basically the most respect in the league, I would suggest, one of the most. So I would definitely use the Heat as leverage whenever I can because they're never going to dispute.
Right.
They're just going to ignore it. So I honestly think that this is leverage for a team like the Lakers to up their offer. I don't think that the Heat are too interested in Christian Wood. If they are, we know what the package is. It's pretty simple. But I don't think that this is something that the Heat would entertain for very long.
The package would ostensibly be Duncan Robinson, Omer Yurtseven, and a pick. Would that be the package? Somewhere along those lines.
Yeah. KZ?
I was thinking KZ instead of Yurt.
I don't think Houston would be a greedy Heat fan. I don't think Houston would be
Yurt and KZ. Wood are 3 years difference, an age difference.
Yeah. So that it might be along those lines. But that okay, so something like that. Is what we'd be looking at. All right, we'll get into Christian Wood a little bit more later, but I wanted to get it out there because that was the one that got thrown out. And obviously, we're gonna have a lot of chatter here in the couple of weeks before the trade deadline. But Greg, the core question here is this: all right, with what they've accomplished so far, without having their full group intact, with the fact that they've weakened Milwaukee by taking PJ Tucker away, Brooke is not there. The Nets, we know, are kind of a mess, till Durant is back and healthy and Kyrie is playing all the games. Does that lead you more to the idea of let's just keep it together? We have the best chemistry in the conference, or at least right there with Milwaukee. Let's just keep it together. Let Spoelstra continue to roll out these 12 different options that he's got, filter it down as the season goes on. Or does it make you think we are one move away from winning the whole damn thing this year? Let's do it.
Wow. Well, when you put it like that, no, I think the prudent approach is and how they probably are thinking is why be unnecessarily aggressive in a reckless way. I just think it's really important for everyone to realize that there's like literally a 1% chance that they would go into the luxury tax this season. It just has so much future implications to stay out of the tax this year. So like as much as when you want to push all your chips to the table, if it means going into the tax, I just don't see it happening. And maybe Adam will disagree because he tends to want to do that on some of these shows.
What goes the opposite direction? You get What's further that? Away from the luxury tax if you get pushed.
Oh, so right. You're beating me to it. Don't steal. You're stealing my thought. No, I'm joking. So I think that they're going to essentially be able to lean into the fact that they haven't had their main guys, that they are still at the top of the conference. There's no need to make a rash move. I personally would be maybe a little more aggressive than that, and maybe that will surprise some folks. I personally want to get off of the long-term Duncan Robinson contract. So if you're telling me that there's a comparable player that fits that is expiring a summer or two sooner, I am open to listening to that kind of conversation. I think that it's worth looking at. See, it's important not to just look at the cap sheet this year. And I know that this can kind of get nerdy, so I'll try not to go too down the Excel spreadsheet part of my life that I'm in too much. You got to look at the cap sheet 3-4 years down the road when you're talking about extensions getting added on and things like that, being able to spend the mid-level. And so that's where I just... You know, maybe Christian Wood, if you're getting a salary reduction, you know, like that kind of thing with the luxury tax.
Alex, Duncan Robinson, I think 2 weeks ago, 90% of Heat fans would say if you can move him for a quality player at this point, you do it. Then Bam came back. And as you and I discussed yesterday, he's a different player with Bam. And all of a sudden, he's making 4 threes in the fourth. And yesterday, he's not only playing the fourth quarter, but he makes a big three. He scores 25. He fills up the rest of the stat sheet. Yeah,
2 threes in the fourth.
2 threes in the fourth. Would you use – and Bam didn't take a shot, by the way, and Jimmy was 0-for-5. Would you – which, again, plays into the need for guys like Duncan because they don't have natural score. Their two best players are not necessarily natural scorers. So let me go to you on this. Does that make you more inclined to move Duncan now that maybe he's recovered some value and you could get something legitimate for him. And as Greg says, you can get off of the back years of the contract. But we know you're dealing with Lowry, you're dealing with Butler, you're dealing with Bam, and you're going to be dealing most likely, unless they move him, with Tyler. Would you that make him more inclined, or do the last couple games tell you we can't trade him? He provides something that is critical in terms of gravity and in terms of it creating that kind of space. Strus has been a little inconsistent lately, and maybe his teams are starting to figure him out a little bit, and that you need him with Bam and Jimmy. We'll get to the Super Chat comment in a second.
Well, you're setting me up there to, I think, answer it how you think I'm going to answer it, but I'm going to set it up first just to give a little bit of nuance to how I feel about this. I'm willing to trade Duncan Robinson because I think everybody knows where I'm going. I feel I'm high on Duncan's fit with this team specifically, and now, especially with Bam back, we've barely gotten to see the team healthy, and I still really want to see a larger sample of that before you really think about trading him. That's just kind of my overall thing. But to get more detailed into the Wood stuff and other guys, like, I'm willing to, like, just from my opinion, if I'm as a Heat fan, like, I'm willing to make that move. But Wood, even Jerami Grant, those two guys for me don't do it. Like, they don't do it for me. I don't know what it is. Like, those are the types of fours that they're, like, sort of semi-skilled, but they're not that skilled. Like, do you want
to? I know where you're going.
Of course you do. You know, you're sitting next to me at the Heat games. I'm over here saying the same guy over and over. But, yeah, Christian Cardus mentioned it. Like, the guy for me that I'd be willing to do it is Harrison Barnes. Like, he's the one that I think is a little more versatile offensively than the other two guys. Not that Wood and Grant are bad offensive players, but as far as, like, fitting into what the Heat do and, you know, being ball movers, working in quick, fast-paced offense, even though the Heat aren't necessarily running up and down the floor, they're constantly making reads and guys that are able to do that. Also, I think Barnes is somebody who came up as a three and can guard threes. You can play him alongside PJ if you want to do that. I don't know if that's something Spo would end up doing, but I think that's a way where you can kind of make it work with PJ, whereas, like, if you trade Duncan for a Grant or a Wood, those guys are bigs. I don't think Grant is a three. Like, I don't think he's that guy. I don't think he's a handler, right? I think he's a play finisher more than anything. And so I think Barnes, you got the potential of playing them together, playing them without each other. And I think he can shoot, he can handle, he can defend. He's obviously been far in deep playoff stretches. So I think that's the guy for me. I think he's a little bit underrated. He's gotten better since he left the Warriors. And I don't know that guy's available. I'm just saying the other two guys don't really do it for me.
Well, I agree with you on Barnes on paper. He's a better
player. I'm not in a hurry to trade Duncan. That's just where I am.
He's a better player than the other two. He is more skilled. There's no question. He also gives me a Jamal Mashburn vibe. Harrison Barnes is a very introspective type of guy, if you've ever dealt with him a little bit. And he had a reputation. We've talked about this alpha-beta thing here with the Heat. He's not an alpha personality. I don't necessarily think personality-wise he fits ideally with them. I think Jerami Grant actually does more than he does from a personality standpoint. The kind of team that this is. One of the criticisms of Harrison Barnes was you couldn't trust him in some of those moments. He wilted a little bit, and we know in the playoffs that matters, and Pat looks for particular types of players.
Think about the depth on this team, though.
I get it, but I like him too, but he gives me the Mashburn. Mash was exactly the same as Harrison Barnes from a personality standpoint, and the Heat were always left wanting more, even in the critical moments. The only time that Mash really showed that alpha was when he was pissed at the Heat, and he went against them that next year. Adam, let me go to another kind of philosophical question about it. Spo has pretty much 12 playable players right now. I mean, I think he has 12 playable playoff players, which is not teams have 12 playable players. But, well, see, do you not agree with that? And if you don't agree with that, is that a reason to consolidate some of them now before maybe they're not going to be used as much later on and the value goes down and the money goes up? Yeah.
See, it's a hard balance that you have to find because guys like Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, they're under contract for the minimum next season. So you have to balance that growth that they could have this summer and into next season. I mean, you're talking about two players, three. I'm forgetting somebody. Three players that you could have.
Caleb. But Caleb's contract's a little different. Right. Omer's the third.
Omer. So you're talking about three players that could be heavy rotation minute players next season for the minimum. And I think that by itself has a lot of value. So if you're going to make a move, I wouldn't want to make a move with those guys first. I would try to make a move with the KZs, with the Deadmans, with those type of players first. But I don't think – I'm going to have to disagree with you. I don't think we have 12, 13 playoff players. I honestly see 8 guys that I would want to have on the floor in the playoffs. Wow. And you're talking to a guy that wants PJ to play center for those 6-7 minutes when Bam's not on the floor. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see Deadman at all. I don't want to see Omer Yurtseven. I don't want to see any of these guys. I think Caleb, PJ, I mean, Tyler, obviously, and Vic. I don't want to see anyone else on the floor in the playoffs. I want Jimmy.
Wow. Ahead of yourself, Vic.
I want Jimmy to play 42 minutes. I want Kyle to play 45 like he did with the Raptors in the bubble. I don't want any more minutes to go to waste.
But Adam, the Vic thing, let's cycle back to that, because obviously there's an interest here. He's a minimum player this year too. We don't know what it is we're going to see. We saw a 4-game sample size the last time. He's healthier this time around. But also, he can be a heavily inefficient offensive player as a shooter. And we saw some of that. Again, it was just 4 games, a small sample size. I'm wondering about the expectation level that Heat fans are starting to put on this. I we've seen Gabe Vincent grow as a player here, playing big minutes, challenging LeBron, making shots in the fourth quarter, defending at a really high level in concert with Caleb. I'm not necessarily in the camp. I understand Victor Oladipo is a better player than Gabe Vincent. I get it. I'm not necessarily in the camp that he's a better player for this team right now or is going to be this season than Gabe Vincent is. Does anybody see? I know Gad's going to agree with me on that, but like, does anybody else see that? Like, I feel like Gabe's grown enough. Like, he didn't have a good shooting night yesterday. I still thought he was impactful.
I think I'm still betting on the upside of Depot, although I understand where you're coming from. I think that they need to find out what they have there too. So there's this weird element of it that you need to know if you got lightning in a bottle that you need to take advantage of it. And it may be a 1-year thing. Like, I think Adam brings up a great point with the guys that you know are going to outperform their contracts, their percent to the salary cap. Oladipo's not one of those guys. Like, he's going to try to come make an impact. And yeah, they may use his bird rights and keep him, but he may go fish for a mid-level deal elsewhere. So I don't know. To me, I think that it would not surprise me if the guys that Spo has had to trust all season end up being the ones that he leans into come postseason. I mean, Vic's just going to have to be awesome for him to just catapult into the top 7-8 of this rotation. He's going to have to literally be like the talk of all of the national shows that never talk about the Heat for him to make that kind of seismic shift. Am I crazy?
Yeah, but he's going to have to do that. Like, where's the opportunity for him to become awesome with this group? Like, Spo is not going to gift him.
He has to fight for those minutes. Yeah, that's the thing.
All right. I mean, you almost need another absence, though. But you need another absence. Like we've had with Lowry here, this mystery absence. Which, by the way, I don't have more information on it. Right. Well, they might. Well, the whole team's had COVID at this point. I don't know that there's anybody left to get it. That would be one way to do it. And again, they've given out very little, no information about Kyle whatsoever. I don't know if he's playing on Wednesday. And as I said before, even if I knew, I'm not sure that I would reveal it because I've known why Jimmy was out 2 years ago. We didn't talk about it. There's just certain things you don't necessarily get into. Let's get to this comment and I'll go around. This is Mario. What's the deal with Morris? If he doesn't come back this season, then yes, need to make a move of his caliber for insurance in a bigger against the bigger West. Is that a fair point, Alex? If Markieff Morris is not going to play for them, the only thing I saw about Markieff yesterday was him talking to Anthony Davis and pointing at his back and Anthony Davis going, damn, which now Embiid did the same thing. So, do they need to replace Markieff Morris? Like, I feel like Markieff Morris, there are no minutes for Markieff Morris.
Yeah, I don't – like, it's not a priority, but that's clearly, like, if you had to point out a hole, it's like, well, what's going to happen with Markieff? Because if he can come back, that would be nice because it's like, where are the minutes? But also, like we were talking about at the game yesterday, if Spo wants to go back to that look at any time, you've already seen it. You already know it can work, right? Like, you've seen Morris and Deadman actually play pretty well together, too. Like, if you want to do it with Deadman, did we just lose the host of the show?
It's all good. I got this. I'm a backup point guard.
But look, like, if, It's a fair thing to say. I don't think it's a priority, but I definitely think it's fair. It just depends on, like, I guess Markieff's status more than anything.
I think Keefe is the perfect veteran contract to put in a deal with, you know, with KZ, something like that. Like, that makes sense. I think that the Heat would probably work around the margins, right, Adam? Like, that's more likely. As much as I want to move Duncan and people dislike me for that, and I'm sure you may even have grander plans than just a Duncan move, you think it's probably around the margins?
Yeah, I don't think they make too much of a concerted effort to move Duncan. If anything, I would consider the Heat phone call takers, not phone call makers, this offseason or this trade deadline. And if somebody ponies up and offers something great for Duncan, they'll listen.
So I don't know that that's going to be Harrison Barnes, though. It feels like he's going to get packaged in something larger going elsewhere. So I don't think that that's like I have to read these comments. All right, y'all got to play with me here. I'm rusty.
Manny just let me back in. There you go. I can read it. Oh, no.
Is Wood enough to push them to the top because you would be taking PJ off the floor? It's a great question. I think that in Adam's world here, you cut the rotation so much that you don't get PJ off the floor. And here's the other thing. Like, what if PJ opts out? He has a player option this summer. What if he opts out this summer and then you have to figure out how to retain him as well? Like, you also need to think about who's your long-term complement next to Bam. I'm just asking this question because you have a stable of three-point shooters now. Like a whole bunch of them, and you'll probably find a couple more off the street like next week, but you don't have anyone like PJ Tucker. So I think that they should think about that when they're, as Adam said, phone call takers, not phone call makers at this deadline.
But would Chris, I understand the future thing with Christian Wood, but would Christian Wood play down the stretch for this team? Cause I don't feel probably like not. He would.
It's a bad example, but he was the name of the day. So
can I to frame this? Okay. Every time
like
I talk,
they want to play like ultra big. Maybe Spo's into it. Because Spo is all about, like, I'm not saying he's going to do this, by the way, because that's not what he does. But what I will say is Spo is all about playing to the strength of his best players. So if Wood is one of your best players, maybe he's all of a sudden open to playing big lineups like that.
But you want to incorporate, I'll say this too. The other part about this is every time I talk to the Heat about moves, they always tell me the same thing, which is that it's about who finishes the game, not who starts it. Even last year, that's one of the reasons Pat didn't want to retain Duncan. Even last year, though, that was the whole thing, was adding another player to the mix that Spoelstra could use late. And they never really found that guy. We know right now that PJ Tucker is going to close. Like, he's going to close. Okay. So,
we've got some hot takes in the comments about Christian Wood, by the way. Some Gad called him Super Serum Myers Leonard. And then,
I don't know about that.
That's a hot take because he's averaging 18 and 10.
I'm going to say I would do the trade, but
you would do the trade?
I would do it. Yeah.
I would not. I'm not a big Christian.
Adam and us are aligned. There's something weird going on here, y'all.
If on a trade, you the roles of guys like PJ and Tyler means championship or bust, you are never a championship team.
Boo. I disagree.
Wait. What did you just say?
If changing the roles of a guy like Tyler from six man to a starter in the playoffs or PJ going to the bench – makes the difference between
I think he can start, but again the question becomes, does Wood close? Like, is there enough value in a guy who's not going to close for you most of the time to trade the Duncan, not just Duncan Robinson the player, but you're rebuilding Duncan Robinson as an asset, which, like you said, maybe there's something better out there down the road, and maybe Harrison Barnes is it or somebody else, but I don't know necessarily the cashing in the Duncan Robinson chip, which, if we're going to look at it, is just beyond a player for Christian Wood. I like Christian Wood, but I just, with this team, I don't know. I like, it feels like this team has a certain personality and you just don't fuck with it. Like, I feel like they have,
that's where I'm at.
They have a mix. Like, now,
and we know how well Duncan fits. Like, it's not like a concern. It's like, we already know how it works. And if it's not working with him in a certain game, you just plug him right out. And I think you could do that. Yeah. You can say that about like the bigs or whatever, but it's a more theoretical fit with those guys. And it's like kind of clunky when you think about like taking out a shooter like Duncan and bringing in one of these guys who are not anywhere near that level. So I don't know, man. They're the one seed right now. We spent this whole show talking about trading Duncan.
That's what I was about to say. Cut the shit. They're not going to do anything like that. Like they're the rumor
is going to be out there. I do want to close with something, and I want to swing it to Adam. Before we do, I do want to mention a sponsor that we got here, though. Our friends over at Everything Trade Shows, everythingtradeshows.com. That's where you go, basically, to get back in front of businesses, right? COVID season is still upon us, but people are going back out to trade shows, whether it's Broward Center, Broward Convention Center, or down there in Miami Beach, or anywhere around the country. Everything Trade Shows can help you everywhere around the country, even though they're based here in Las Olas. You can see some of the companies they work with, local company like Citrix, a great international company like Microsoft as well. So they deal with all of these different companies. They will, if you mention five reasons to them, they will build the booth for you. They will show you exactly how it's going to look. They'll basically do they'll show you exactly how it's going to look for you from soup to nuts before you go ahead and order anything. 954-791-8882. It's 954-791-8882. Everythingtradeshows.com. Reach out to our guy, Chris. All right, so larger question here. Yes, Alex?
I wanted to give some love to some of these commenters because they've been on the phone. Or not even that there's on the money, just good comments, I think, to think about. There you go.
Those take priority. Like, what are you doing? Here we go. Rashad, here's this one. If the Heat stay at first, will Spo win coach of the year? Probably not.
He will.
Finish one seed.
You finish with the one seed with all the injuries?
I can still see. They don't even know there have been injuries. The National, trust me. Nobody knows anything about this team.
Oh.
Nobody knows anything about this
Brooklyn
team.
And Milwaukee like getting that.
The Christian Wood deal, the one reason I wouldn't do it more than the fit as a team is because he has a salary that's lower than Duncan's. If you want to make a grand move.
And he doesn't defend
that
either.
Much harder.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, I think that Jamie Bickerstaff gets Cleveland to four. He's going to get it. There's going to be a sentiment that direction. You know, Cleveland's a hardworking city. Miami is not. Spo can't win. What do you got, Alex?
Shout out the two commenters now over here?
Yes. We have a super chat.
I don't know why. I don't have the power to highlight them today, so I'm just going to verbally read them out. Rafe Shah said, Duncan Robinson, the player, is not valuable in any trade. It's a contract when you go tamper for Beal this summer. Shout out to him. And then we've got
great point.
Christian Red, who said, Rockets and Heat fan here. I'm not that big of a fan of Christian Wood on this team. He doesn't fit. So,
no, I've heard that from a lot of Rocket fans who he puts up numbers.
He doesn't fit the lineup versatility stuff that Spo has been deploying all season. Like, you can't really deploy him in all the different.
Are you going to use Christian Wood to switch late in games?
No, that's
you're
the problem.
Dropping,
they're not,
you're going to blitz.
When we really grind this down, you see that it's not a right fit. But
here's
a question, Ethan, and I posed it in our little chat here, and I got one yay. Right now, today, you have to make the decision. Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, and PJ Tucker go out for Bradley Beal and spare parts. Yay or nay?
You're asking me this with a minute left of the show?
Yeah, absolutely. This is perfect.
Don't do this, Ethan. Don't make more screenshotable content for me. Please.
I wouldn't do it right now. There's your screenshotable content right now. I would not do that trade.
Wow,
I'm vacating the scene. Adam, what happened to Adam? Adam disappeared too. Can I have a little more time to think about that? I need to write. I need
PJ Tucker. We're putting him in deals today. Wow.
Nope. I wanted him here. Not. He's untouchable.
Like I said, he was worth the first round pick.
This is a finals contender. Finals contenders don't let go of PJ Tucker's.
Let me ask this question to Adam. Okay, this is an appropriate way for us to close, because Adam is a fan of the big fish. We know that, right? You are an orca hunter. That is what you do. Like, that's where the hat's for. You're an orca hunter, right?
Sure.
Okay. Do you think it's possible to win a championship without the biggest orcas? Do you think that a well-constructed team where the pieces fit, where there's a similar personality among the players, a shared toughness, enough shooting, a team that defends, that listens to their coach, that interchangeable parts, that a team like that can beat a team that maybe has a player or two who has a bigger pedigree? Do you think that's possible? Is it possible for a Detroit Pistons 2004 to win a championship now?
I was just about to say, is your name the San Antonio Spurs? If not, no.
See, I disagree this year. To me, this year, I think, and you can take this either direction, okay? This thing is wide open. When I talk to Heat officials, they're like, there are six teams that can win a title this year. We think we're one of them, okay? That is why they overpaid for Lowry in the offseason. They knew they were doing it, but they're like, there were so many teams that were that felt like they could compete this time around that that pushed prices up. To me, I think, to use a Spoelstra phrase, they have enough, okay? I think they have enough if circumstances break in their favor to win in that. I can but
circumstances are right. Why not just we are the highest of the high? We're the contenders. Everyone should come through us. Why
isn't
does
that? Isn't that? Is it? But Adam, isn't that what Brooklyn did? And does anybody feel like anybody's going through Brooklyn right now?
I still feel like it's hard and fraudulent.
You're going through Brooklyn. They'll figure it out.
I think you're going through Milwaukee.
I mean, I'm not scared of them, but I think we're you got to go through Milwaukee.
Adam's clipping all this for later. I can see it now.
I know he is.
Think about this. Just think about this.
So I'm trying not
to say option.
Are you Metric Five gang? Are you doing all of that on Heat Twitter?
Second,
of course.
Let me just real quick.
He's channeling Trilly right
Butler.
Now.
Correct.
Second option, Jimmy Butler. Right, with first option Bradley Beal. Or like third, fourth option, Tyler Hero.
What has Bradley Beal ever done as a first option? What has Bradley Beal done as a first option? So what has he done?
Respectful.
I love Bradley Beal's game. What have they done with Bradley Beal as a first
option? It's not
option?
About just him. It's the whole
– When have they played it to May? They didn't even play it to May in the COVID season because there were no games. When did they play it?
This is the Goran Dragic conversation, part two.
But they made the right decision with Goran.
Right, they kept Goran.
No, they didn't.
They got to the finals.
Oh, my God. I'm talking afterwards.
The next time. When I said you don't trade him for a first-round pick, because, like, you don't do that. You don't fracture a locker room by sending P.J. Tucker away for Bradley Beal, who's never proven anything.
Here's a comment for Christian Curtis. If you need circumstances, maybe you don't have enough. We have a T-shirt that says we have enough. Go ahead. Thank you, Christian.
I'm going to let you finish, but no. if it's, like, a player that Jimmy – like LeBron James, okay? Like, let's just say in some fictitious world you could – make a package happen where LeBron comes back, but you got to give up those three guys and a bunch of other stuff. I think that they all could swallow that, but Bradley Beal, I just don't know that he carries that kind of weight with Jimmy. And you know I don't know.
Greg, I would do it for Dame.
The Lakers call Pat tonight and say LeBron for Jimmy.
What are we doing?
I want Greg to answer this.
I'm not going to let Greg answer because here's Adam. Adam, you framed it wrong. They wouldn't call the Lakers. They would call LeBron. We know he's running the show there. As every reporter I talked to from LA said yesterday, as Joe Varden said to me, this is the first time that LeBron's going to get a coach fired when it was not his intention. Like he literally, this is like all the years that LeBron was accused of making the trades for the team. This is the first time it's actually true, okay? I mean, they ran things by him in Cleveland. He did not actually make the trades. He did this. So, actually, it would be Pat calling up, or probably Andy. He'd send Andy to do it. It would probably be Andy calling up LeBron and saying, hey, you for Jimmy. You guys going to make the trade? And the trade would get executed that minute. So, I just got to frame it correctly. Now, Greg, answer it. Jimmy for LeBron. Clippable content.
Hell no.
We want people who want to be here. Like,
well, LeBron does. I asked him a question yesterday, and instantly he wanted to come back. He misses me.
Straight to a draw in the finals.
Saucy Nugget. Last night, LeBron was gushing about the organization to folks after the game.
Yes.
Like, literally, like, gushing.
I heard that, too.
Decision-making, maximizing everything. Yes. So he loves them.
And here's what was significant about that. He was doing it behind – I heard that, too. He was doing it behind the scenes – whereas the comments he made about Spo being a great coach, I felt he was just poking at Vogel the whole time because he does that. Alex and I talked about that. But he was doing it behind the scenes.
It was blatant.
It was blatant. And he's what he does. But I will say this also. Spo, I was told, was telling people around LeBron and others of the past 24 hours was more complimentary of LeBron than he has been in years. That's what I was told by more than one person. Okay, was gushing about LeBron in a way that people were not expecting. So I'm just saying, just throwing it out there. And he posed in front of the batters. By the way, we got to get to the bottom of this because Gio Valdez, who's a watcher of the show, mentioned this. The Lakers did not face the right direction for the national anthem yesterday. People pointed that out to me on Twitter as well. And now I'm wondering if that photo is the reason. Gio asked me that question on Twitter.
I don't want him here. I don't want him here. Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I don't even care about the national anthem like that. It's just corny. It's not about the national anthem. It's just corny.
Adam, you would do it in a heartbeat, right?
What are you guys talking about?
Of course.
Don't you always want to trade for young guys?
I want championships.
Who's younger, Jimmy or LeBron? Answer the question.
Well, I mean, LeBron didn't play LeBron for Tibbs, so I don't know.
I wouldn't trade Bam, though, if that helps anyone.
No. If I'm trading anybody for LeBron, it's Jimmy. I'm not trading Bam.
Well, we're the one seed.
Adam is shipping Bam out, too.
We're not allowed to talk trades. We're the one seed. We're not allowed to talk trades.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching tonight. Thanks for Adam for appearing and getting clippable content. Thanks to our sponsors, Everything Trade Shows, and also City Cigar Lounge. Join us on Wednesday night. We'll talk about all this stuff. Also, PrizePicks.com. Use code 5, FIVE. PrizePicks.com. I don't wear many hats. That's why I'm wearing the hat today. Have a good day, everybody. Adam, you're back. Look at this. I don't know what account. I don't know what account to tag.
I've got a new place.
Oh my God! It's just as dark. It's just as dark as the old one. He operates in shadows. What do you got, Alex? Go ahead.
Adam, where do the Heat finish in the playoffs? If you had to pick right now,
If they get,
who do they lose to? Better question.
Who do they lose to?
Yeah.
Milwaukee, because Milwaukee will end up 4.
Oh man, I hate to see. I think we're gonna go right back to it.
I think they're losing to Memphis.
We're going back to this in May. Memphis. Oh my God.
Adam, thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Greg, Alex, everybody, have a good night. 3 more weeks of this until they do nothing.